My name's Pilar Schiavo, Assembly Member for District 40, Santa Clarita in the Northwest San Fernando Valley. I am so excited to be here today to share Assembly Bill 2999, which is our Healthy Homework Act. This bill really came from an idea from my daughter. And what seemed like kind of a joke when we were driving home from school, and I was running for office at the time, and she asked, you know, would I be able to do? I told her I'd get to make laws if I get elected. And she said, can you ban homework? And I know that's every probably fourth grader's dream, and maybe sixth grader too, since she's in sixth grade now. But, you know, while AB 2999 definitely does not ban homework, I think it starts with it is a really important conversation for us to be more intentional around homework and really consider important things that are impacting kids, especially when we are in the middle of a mental health crisis amongst our students. We have to think about all the ways in which stress is impacting kids, and any kid you talk to will talk about the stress that homework puts on them. And so this bill really aims to have local control for school boards to develop their own policies around homework, but they have to also consider impacts to mental health, impacts to physical health, impacts on equity and for students with learning disabilities. You know, we think that all of these things need to be considered when we're coming up with homework policies. And I actually wanted to do this bill last year, but I just didn't have time being just elected. But I've spent the last year talking to every single teacher and parent and student that I can talk to and administrator to get their thoughts on homework. And I have been hard pressed to find teachers who love homework. And I definitely am hard pressed to find students who love homework. But I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I know everyone really wants to make sure that we are supporting a whole child and learning that is equitable and healthy for our children, and that it's things that actually work. You know, there's a lot of research, which our expert will talk about in a little bit, that shows that especially in lower levels, homework doesn't really have an impact. And so why are we stressing kids out about something that's not really making an impact in their education? You know, I talked to a mental health worker that I wanted to share, because she works in the schools every day, and she said that she's spending so much of her time negotiating with parents and teachers and administrators around homework and issues, you know, that are being raised around homework. And instead of supporting students who are having mental health crisis, which is her job, you know, that she's being pulled away from it to work around homework issues. I spoke to another woman who leads an organization that does work in the schools around mental health, and she said that she's seeing parents who are so stressed, you know, families are so stressed around homework right now, that they're starting to get IEPs and 504 plans that are intended for students with learning disabilities or mental health issues that need to be addressed. They're going to those programs now to try to reduce homework, and that's not what they're meant for. And so I think it just speaks to the need in our community for a new conversation and really being intentional around homework. And what we've been seeing in our own family is that, you know, Sophia has a lot of programs that she's in after school. She gets home so late, she's doing homework all night until it's time for bed. She's eating dinner while she's doing homework instead of our family having time together and having family dinners, instead of us being able to play a game as a family in the evening or go for a walk or go to the park. You know, we know that everyone in this mental health crisis is feeling isolated and alone. And so her doing homework alone in her room in the evening instead of being with family and having that time for connection is really counterproductive if we want to make sure that we have healthy, happy kids. And that's what I think is the goal of this bill, and what I think is going to be the important conversation that happens at the local level around this bill.